Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. And before we begin, happy Father's Day, all the dads out there. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest from America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel, will be joining us. Actress Shirley MacLaine will be here from the TV show 1883. Big hit on TV. Actor Eric Nelson and comedian and actor Kevin Hart. Next hour, we're going to dig deep for this one. From the Donna Reed Show, Paul Peterson will be on the show. From Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey. And it's big month, June, for graduations, Father's Day, birthday, weddings. We have Lindsay Roberts to give us some June gift-giving ideas. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. And after a quick pause, my first guest talking about America's Got Talent, my buddy of many years, Howie Mandel. We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And joining us right now from America's Got Talent is a guest that we probably have had on the air more than anyone. It's always nice to have him here. He's really a nice guy. Pretty funny guy, too, to be honest with you. And joining us is Howie Mandel. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you like feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. And that guy, of course, it was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows, hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. You ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Doesn't every child lose the look? Every kid in the world. I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was 4.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people, too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, deal or no deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a thing.
What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute and older people. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is, but I couldn't agree with you more. And you don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is and you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think you bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes.
Yes.
I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, you just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you. So I have a neighbor who has a nephew, who has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, he sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right.
You're
I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, done handstands, because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree, and I love that. 24/7, I watch TV, I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment, but entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their looks their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves. And that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germophobia.
I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. God, how do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
Anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And, boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, Howie, you were the first guy I thought of at that point because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah, see, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Well, Howie,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis.
Don't forget the name.
People shed. People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa, and then he'd say, but let me tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segue. That's fantastic.
Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But she never talked to me before this, so nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've garnered a lot of information from this promotional tour.
We have. We certainly.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something, and I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it the way you faxed it to me. And time is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Tough. So that we're viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding
fans.
People at her festivities. It's really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out
there
when it's
go.
On if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal, Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ron.
I really enjoy when Howie's on the show. He just breaks me up. One of the biggest pieces of news in show business this past week, Pat Sajak announced that this coming season, that starts in September, will be his last, and it will be the 41st year that he will be hosting The Wheel of Fortune. I had Pat on the show a few months back. He's been a friend of ours for years. Never mentioned it at that time, but we kind of sensed that that was coming. He's 76 years old, but he is staying on for an extra 3 years as a consultant. That is probably the best job in show business. He works about 26 days a year and makes a ton of money. But there's a few names that are flying around that might be potential candidates for his job, which, again, probably the best job in television. So here are the people that they're considering. At the top of the list, Ryan Seacrest. And I can see him doing that because he's hosted these kind of things before. Also, Vanna White is on that list. And she hosted it for a while when he was ill. She was a little shaky, but I think that she would come around. Then they have to find somebody to turn the letters. Another one was Maggie Sajak, which is Pat's daughter. And I think that that's probably Pat's choice because he's been grooming her on the show for a long, long time. Another choice was Wayne Brady, and I think that's probably another viable source. Then we get to kind of some questionable ones. Dawn Lemon, who was let go from CNN. That's a big no in my book. Jane Lynch. I think Jane Lynch would be a good shot. And Whoopi Goldberg. The problem with Dawn Lemon and Whoopi Goldberg is very simple. They're highly controversial and bring a lot of issues that might be controversial with them. I don't think those two would be a good one. I really think out of all of the candidates, not just this list, should be me. He works 26 days out of the year and makes a ton of money. So for those people listening, if you want to submit my name, I would be more than happy to accept. I really believe that it's my civic duty to throw my name into the ring. So don't forget, vote Ron Segi for the new host of Wheel of Fortune. We're going to pause for a second. I'd like to buy a vowel. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back with Ron Segi today.
And it's always great when we have a legend on the show, and that is the case of our next guest. She had done so many things. Three-time Emmy, 10-time Golden Globe winner, has appeared in over 50 films, been nominated for Academy Awards 6 times, an Oscar for Best Actress, and the author of 9 books, of which I have one right in front of me. It's called Out on a Leash. I love this book. The very lovely Shirley MacLaine. Hi, Shirley.
Thank you very much. Nice introduction.
Well, thank you. It's from the heart. I really mean that. You know, I know that you look into things very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And this new book, which, as you mentioned before, is Out on a Leash, is about this great little dog of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, I had a little dog, and it looked exactly like this dog of yours, and her name was Terry.
You're kidding me.
Nope, I am not kidding. I got the chills when I said it.
Wow.
Terry was the dog that I grew up with, and he looked just like your Terry. And she was just as lovable as I know you have with this dog.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience, isn't it? Who knows, with my way of thinking, how long ago did this one of yours die?
Around 1969, 1970.
You never know, do you?
Gosh, you know, I never thought of that.
You know, on the Wayne Brady Show, you mentioned it. Terry kept coming down off the chair and going to one lady in the front row.
Yeah, I did see that.
And you never know. I mean, maybe she knew her for some reason somehow.
Well, you know, let me tell you the funny story about my dog is that when I got the dog, for some reason, she would never respond. We'd call her, wouldn't respond, and she'd be laying in her bed, and we'd holler, and we would never respond.
Mm-hmm.
We took her to the vet, found out the dog was born with no eardrums. The doctor,
really?
Yeah, the doctor wanted to put the dog away, and my father said, no, are you kidding me? It's my son's dog. We've had it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, Shirley, was so bright that if somebody drove into the driveway, that dog had other senses, just like a blind person would have other senses.
Mm-hmm.
This dog had other senses, so who knows? You know,
that's what I'm learning. I'm learning my potential for other senses. I mean, like we all do, and I think it takes a dog or some kind of beloved pet to put us in touch with what they might be.
But you know, the thing that amazes me about your story is this: we have a new dog, a little 7-pound poodle,
mm-hmm.
and I love him dearly. But said you have other dogs.
I have 9 others.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you are attracted to Terry more so than those other dogs?
Well, first of all, the others I got at the pound in New Mexico, and Terry is the one who called me to her here in California to go to New Mexico. So she called me in. I got the other dogs. And also, I have to be honest and fair about this. She's the indoor dog. She's the princess. She's
mm-hmm.
the one who can travel with me.
Yeah.
The others protect the ranch. So I'm a little bit more involved with a dog on those levels.
Now, do you take Terry with you when you're flying and traveling?
Everywhere.
You know, I figured it out because we do a lot of traveling for business that as of last week, I have over $5,000 in airline fares.
Yeah, because it's $75 to $100 every time you take them on the plane.
That's exactly right.
Well, maybe you figured out how to get them to Europe in an international carrier if they're over 11 pounds.
You know what? I have an opportunity to go to Jamaica. I can't figure out how to do it without the dog.
Mm-hmm. I just turn down everything and I don't go.
Well, that's where I'm at too, Shirley. You know, my wife wants to go to Italy. I said, what are we going to do with the dog? She said, we'll put it in a pound. I said,
wait a minute.
No, are you kidding me? That dog goes nowhere like that.
No.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. And it changes your life and it changes your attitude about your own capacity to love.
Yeah, it's very, very soothing. You know,
I know you knew our mutual late friend Dick Clark. And when I used to go visit Dick in his office in Burbank, he had his dogs roaming around the office as if they worked there. I mean, they took over the place and he loved it.
Oh, it didn't help much, did it?
No, no. That's the classic line there. What? Oh, ShirleyMacLaine.com, by the way, is the website. How did you get the idea to have Terry write this book?
Well, I was talking with my publisher. I was just so deeply moved by the experience with the dog. I thought, gee, you know, maybe people could be happier in their lives if they did the same thing, like get a dog. And I was telling my publisher that I want to try some butter, and she said, well, do you feel like you understand what the dog is thinking and feeling? And I said, yeah. And she questioned me further. And she said, why don't you have Terry write one chapter and me write one chapter? And so I sort of had already started that, but I thought, well, people will think I'm wacky. She said, no, not at all. There's 60 million dog lovers who have some kind of feeling, maybe not as deep or as concentratedly investigated as yours, but they're there. Mm-hmm. And so she said, go ahead and do it, and let's see how it looks. And I got into this modality, sort of like you do when you're an actor.
Yeah.
And I just put myself in this frame of mind of understanding the character of Terry instead of the character in terms of endearment or something. And she, in my opinion, spoke to me. You know, who knows? Everybody's making up their own reality anyway.
Sure, sure.
So I did it that way, and I noticed I talked to a tape recorder, and my voice got higher, and I began to use language in a different way than I do otherwise. It was a fascinating experience just to do that.
But you actually could hear the voice. I mean, I heard you say what you actually had. You mentioned getting higher. You actually had thought the voice would be if the dog could talk.
Well, you know, that's true, Ron, but then that's what you do when you act. This is how you think the character would be. I don't know what's true and what isn't. Hell, I don't know what's true and what isn't. How do I know what? That's why I called the book Exploring the Nature of Reality and Love, you know?
Yeah, which is right. You know, I always say dogs have this unconditional love, which it's hard for humans to even understand unconditional love.
Yeah.
You've candidly admitted yourself in the book that it's tough for you to even understand unconditional love.
Yeah, because we're so judgmental of each other, even of ourselves with each other. We're not like that with our pets. It's sort of like with our pets. And, you know, this would be for dog, cats, horses, pigs. I mean, I know some friends that have pet pigs.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're very intelligent. You know, you feel these things and you say to yourself, well, that's my reality with this for thing. And you get into understanding what that kind of reality is. Nobody who hasn't experienced it knows it, but I think I have. So.
No, I think you have too. I want to just mention before we go any further that, again, your website is ShirleyMaclaine.com. What can we find on the website?
I have 90 million people on it looking at it, because people in this culture are really very interested and longing for some kind of spiritual help. And they come onto my website, and anyone listening who wants to do that. The content-driven site has a lot of stuff on spirituality, UFOs, actually. It's quite an interesting site, and more stuff on Terry.
When you get a pictorial in a hardcover book, usually it's just nice. This is beautiful. You got great color pictures in this book. It's easy reading. It's fun reading. You got a winner on your hands here. You really do, Shirley.
Well, thanks, Ron. I have to say it's not me. It's Terry.
How did you come up with the name? I know how I came
Terry
up with it.
Terry Terrier.
Oh.
He's a rat terrier,
okay.
So I did Terry Terrier.
That's very clever. If I'm real nice to you, maybe you'll come back one of these days and tell me some stories about the days with the Rat Pack.
Well, this is funny, so I ended up with a rat terrier.
Your latest book, which is out right now, is called Out on a Leash, Exploring the Nature of Reality and Love. It's penned by Shirley MacLaine and Terry MacLaine. Shirley, this has been a delight.
Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you so much.
You're a sweetheart. And again, the website is ShirleyMaclaine.com. Thanks, Shirley. And give Terry our love, all right?
I'll do that. She's having a sun bath right now.
That's great. Well, better for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, dear.
Thanks.
Shirley MacLaine's our guest. Out on the Leash is the book.
And after a brief pause, there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA News Update. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he can state with confidence that I-95 will reopen within the next 2 weeks. A stretch of the interstate has been shut since last weekend when a bridge collapsed as a result of a tanker truck fire. More than a dozen people are reported injured after a Baltimore City bus crashed into an apartment building. A total of 17 people were hurt, but none of the injuries being reported are life-threatening. An Arizona man was killed in what is being called an exceedingly rare bear attack. The 66-year-old man was sitting in a chair on his property when the adult male black bear attacked him and dragged him about 75 yards. A neighbor shot and killed the bear. A majority of black Americans believe racism will get worse during their lifetime. The new poll by the Washington Post and Ipsos also found that almost 70% say it's now more dangerous to be a black teenager in the U.S. than when they were teens. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. You know what? There's a phenomenon out there in television land that is absolutely deserving of all of its salutations that it gets. And, of course, that's the show Yellowstone, one of TV's number one shows. And the prequel to that is a show called 1883. Now, let me talk a little bit about that, okay? Because starting this Sunday, Father's Day, it is going to be available on Paramount Network. Because prior to that, back in December 2021, streaming on Paramount Plus, but now it's going to be available for a lot of people, and it's a great show. It stars a lot of fantastic people, including our next guest, who is a four-time Emmy Award winner and Tony Award winner, our friend Eric Nelson. Hi, Eric. How are you? Welcome to the show. Congratulations on the success.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here, and what a great intro. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you something. You're deserving of it. I want to run down some of the stuff that you have done, and then I want to talk about the show, okay? But I mentioned the back Emmy Award winner, Tony Award winner. You are on stage with Brett Sampson in the original Broadway production of 13. Also, The Good Mother, many television shows like NCIS, Blue Bloods, The Blacklist, and on the big screen with A Walk Among Tombstones. But this show is done so well, and you know what I like about it? I love cowboy movies, but when you watch the old cowboy movies, it's not realistic. This show is really realistic.
You know, and that's a testament to Taylor Sheridan, our creator, our director, our producer. His whole thing is he hangs his hat on authenticity, and he sticks with that from beginning until end. And he doesn't want to Hollywoodify what you're watching. He doesn't want the glitz and the glam of it. He wants what's real, what's raw, and what's gripping. And I think that's why fans and, you know, people have been so responsive.
It is. It's amazing. In fact, I had someone call me, probably shouldn't say this, but I had somebody call me the other day and said, you know, I like Yellowstone, but 1883 is really, really great. Where did you film it, Eric?
So again, on the authenticity front, we film it exactly where the story is talking about and taking place. So our story starts in Fort Worth, Texas, and that's where we filmed it. We filmed it in Fort Worth, Texas, and then along the trail throughout Texas. So we basically filmed the entire series in Texas, and then the final two episodes, when they finally reach up to Montana, were shot in Montana. So everywhere we're talking about is exactly where we shot this thing, which as an actor is so rare, because normally we're in the back of some studio lot in Hollywood pretending like we're somewhere else. It was a blessing.
I am so glad you said that. For many, many years, I've been at Universal Studios in Orlando, and they'll bring a set down of L.A. to recreate, because they don't have one here, instead of going to Los Angeles. I never could understand that, but I guess whatever it is. Now, there's also some bonus extended featurettes after each episode that wasn't seen in the original distribution, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot of cameras floating around, not just filming us when we're, you know, doing the dialogue, but also behind the scenes. After we've shot a big scene, they'll talk to us about it. You'll get to see how it was done, and you'll get to kind of just see a glimpse of what it's like making a movie as opposed to just watching the movie.
I think people are fascinated by that. I certainly was as a child. I used to go out to Arizona and watch them do shows like Wanted Dead or Alive with Steve McQueen, and I just was absolutely amazed how they do a movie that obviously the timepiece took place 150 years ago back in the 1800s. When you first saw this script, did you realize it was going to have the impact that it has had? Because this is a huge, huge series.
Well, I knew the first time that I read it how different and special it was just by the way Taylor Sheridan writes. He's so descriptive. So I'm visualizing the entire show happening while I'm reading it, and that's just the way he writes. And so right away, I knew I had to be a part of it. I knew this was going to be special. And, of course, it didn't hurt, you know, having had Yellowstone been on the air for a number of years and kind of almost a built-in fan base, but they were also expecting a lot. And so it had to deliver, and I think Taylor definitely nailed it on that.
You have had the ability and certainly the opportunities to work with some very, very fabulous actors and actresses in the likes of Sam Elliott, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Billy Bob Thornton. And how do you like being described? I was reading a release the other day. Your character, Ennis, is described as being a young, handsome cowboy. How do you deal with that?
You know, that's great. Because, first of all, he is a cowboy, and that's why he's originally hired on the journey. Sam Elliott sits me down. He's like, we need your skills. You know, this is going to be long and tough for us, and we don't know what we're doing. We've got a lot of unexperienced people. You have the experience. Please help us. And so, first and foremost, he is a kick-ass cowboy, and he's got the skills, and he comes from a time and a place where I couldn't even imagine being in my personal life. And he also happens to have a lot of love in his heart, and he also has, you know, a more sensitive side, and we see that unfold, and he falls in love on the journey, and so we see all different aspects to him, and it was just so much fun to kind of get to step in those shoes.
I watched the trailer for it. It really is very, very well done. There's no doubt, and I think it's even going to bring in more people this time around now that it's beginning to stream, as we mentioned before, this Sunday, on the Paramount Network as compared to the original run that ran on Paramount Plus. When you do something like this, obviously it's a timepiece. Is this the first time that you ever entered into the cowboy arena?
This is the first Western that I've done, yes. It was so much fun for me, and, you know, getting to spend that much time on your horse while filming and just getting to be outdoors the whole shoot, it made me very quickly realize that if I did Westerns for the rest of my career, I'd be very happy.
I agree with you. I have always wanted to be in a cowboy movie. I mentioned earlier about going out to Arizona and watching them do all these cowboy, black and white cowboy movies that were famous in the late 50s and early 60s. It's fascinating how they do it. Did you know how to ride a horse before this?
I did, actually. I grew up with horses, so I was fortunate that to kind of come in with a little upper hand, I guess. But we got sent, us lead actors got sent to a cowboy camp before filming started, which was basically a few weeks where every single day we're riding horses, we're roping, we're cutting cattle, we're doing everything, we're learning weapons training, everything we've got to do on the show, we're doing in and out all day long. So by the time we're shooting, the last thing we're thinking about is how to work this cattle or how to work this horse. But there were plenty of things I had never experienced or learned before that I had to learn in cowboy camp, such as just, you know, I had never swam across a river on horseback while pushing cattle and pretending like I know what I'm doing. Yeah. That was all a first for me, and was just, you know, those are now skills I've got for the rest of my life, and just so much fun.
When you do a show like this, there's no green screen and there's no audience. I mean, you've been on stage, so obviously you know what it's like to get immediate reaction, and so many movies today are in front of a green screen. What's it like, I mean, you mentioned going through a river on a horseback with cattle? This is the way movies are meant to be. I think that's part of the success of this thing, too.
Well, yeah, exactly that. And, you know, we didn't have doubles and stunt doubles and all that stuff doing those challenges for us. We had them on standby if we needed them, but Taylor Sheridan wanted all of his actors living this life, portraying these characters in the realistic lens as possible. So we're all the ones out there doing it, and it wasn't easy. You know, we're out there sweating and bruised and you know, the whole thing trying to make this work, but it was so much fun and so gratifying that you didn't even think about how difficult it was until after it was done. And then we all would take a breath and be like, did we really just do that? And as you can imagine, it brought us together closer as a unit. Not just the cast, but we became like family through it all.
How long did it take you to film it?
Let's see. We started Cowboy Camp, was it the end of July? And then we started shooting August and didn't wrap until January.
Wow. Where's Cowboy Camp? That's interesting. Can anybody do that?
No, it's tailored for the show. Taylor Sheridan created this program for his actors. He does it on Yellowstone. He does it on 1923. And it was at Taylor's private personal ranch in Texas. So we're working on his horses, his cattle, on his ranch with the best riders and cowboys in the world. So it was, I felt like a little kid every day showing up, like, to the first day of school. It was, you know, just, it was a blast.
Oh, it had to be. Eric, what do you have in the can right now? Are you working on a new project?
I am, actually. For the Western fans, I'm actually doing another Western right now where I'm playing Charlie Russell, who's a famous Western painter from the late 1800s, early 1900s, known as the cowboy artist. And it's been a lot of fun stepping into his shoes with some of my Yellowstone brothers. We got Mo Briggs and Buck Taylor on that one.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, you're a very talented actor. You know your craft so well. And again, 1883, the prequel to Yellowstone, is now available as of Sunday on the Paramount Network, where it was originally on Paramount Plus. It's streaming, and it's got some extra bonus featurettes after each episode. And our guest, and a very talented man, is one of the stars, Eric Nelson. Eric, Please do me a favor. Come back anytime. You're a great guest, a great talent, and we'd love to chat about some of the projects that you got in the future. And I'm glad that you're staying in the cowboy era. You do a great job with it, amongst other things. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much. Look forward to the next time.
I certainly do, too. Good luck with the new projects.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Emmy Award winner and the star of 1883, one of many, Eric Nelson. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgie Today, and our next guest is a hot item in the entertainment business, not only as an actor and a stand-up comic, but a businessman. And you see him all over television of late, promoting a particular charge card. Great, enthusiastic guest. Joining us right now is Kevin Hart. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
It's good to hear your voice, my friend.
I'm good to be heard. It's good to be heard.
Well, now you're not only being heard, you're being seen.
I enjoy your work. Your movies are great. Your stand-up's fantastic.
Hey, I'm I'm a big fan of it myself.
You have to be. First of all, you look like you're having a great time, and it's a funny show.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm really like a kid in the candy store right now. I mean, a heck of an idea. Now, you know, kind of putting in the work and getting it all in, man.
Well, you are doing just that. I failed to mention the introduction, Kevin. I'm sorry to do that. That's
okay.
Certainly, you are no stranger to the small or the big screen. Of course, being in Scary Movie 3, along came Pauly. I love the Soul Plane they have a lead in. And, of course, you are very recognized from stand-up comedy routines at the Comedy Store, the Laugh Factory, the Improv.
Really like you, man. Like you.
And I like you, too.
You know, I like the premise of your comedy because you make it real. You make it relatable because people can understand what it's like to be sometimes in a dysfunctional family. And a lot of your materials lately kind of revolves around that theme.
And you're the only sane one of the bunch.
You know what? Loosely based on my family, because I don't want my family coming after me trying to sue me in a couple years. So I had that loosely, but I've been living in Los Angeles now for about 2 years. And the thing about L.A., man, L.A. changes you. You know, like, it doesn't change you, really. It spoils you, because you get used to the sunshine, valet parking, the nice cars all the time, you know? And it was one point when I came home, and everybody started teasing me. It was like, Kevin, look at you. You know, your hair is combed. Yeah, you're shining. You got lasers in your neck now. You changing. You Hollywood, boy. Went Hollywood on it. I had to fit in with them all over again. So that's kind of where I came up with the idea for the show. That, you know what, I think that this is something that I can do.
But you want to know what I really feel, and I say this, you know, affectionately, if you will. The fact is, that probably has more appeal because there's more people
in the audience understanding what it's like to be in a crazy family than it is the perfect scenario like the TV shows of the 50s were. Like Leave it to Beaver and stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, it's real. You know, the thing that I'm trying to do is bring this, I guess you could say, the other side back. And there's a flip side to that coin. You know, you got middle-class families that are happy, and middle-class families do things together. They eat dinner together. You know, they travel and take family trips. So it's not like you don't have to be rich and successful to have fun and be a family, you know?
I love the line that your uncle says to you. He says, you want to see the real world? Look out your window.
So he's a good guy, man.
If you just tuned in, we are talking to Kevin Hart. How does this differ now from when you're doing big screen work? It's a little bit different situation here because you're in front of the audience. It doesn't go over.
Well, you know what? Being a stand-up comic, I mean, when you're in front of people, it's not, that's what you want. You know, that's where you get your energy from. You thrive off of being in front of an audience. And regardless if they're hearing it, you know, it's my job to make sure they're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, I take that personally. And I kind of look at it as I'm the engine of the train. You know, if everybody's happy, then if I'm happy, then everybody else is going to be happy, I guess I should say. And I try to make sure that I'm like that every day because I try to set an example. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody sees me coming to work at half an hour early and I'm happy and smiling every day, then I think everybody else is going to do the same. You don't even think about it. It's just you're happy to be in a position that you're in.
You're a very bright young man, and I don't mean from the standpoint of just on stage as a talent, but also as a business person. How did you do it so quickly?
When I was your age, I was trying to figure out how to work Velcro on my loafer.
You know, I don't even know, man. The right place at the right time. You know, knock on wood that it doesn't all stop. But the minute that you start thinking about it and saying, hey, I got this and I got that, the minute you start to lose your mind and go Hollywood, wear shades, and call everybody baby.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I love
it. Just stay humble, man, and put in the work that I need to put in and get the next level.
Well, you're from a great town, Philadelphia. I'm from Pennsylvania myself.
Ah.
It's a great, great city. But is anybody else in your family in the entertainment business, or did you get the bug all by yourself?
It's just me. I get to do it all by myself and get their support.
That's great. And now, when you go back home, as you were talking about earlier, do they look at you differently?
Of course.
Good,
of
good.
Course. That's why I had to change my number. They all want money now.
This is what's going to be fun, all right? Going back to your class reunion,
mm-hmm.
and all of those girls that might have just looked the other way, now they're going to come to you and say, hey, what's happening, Kevin?
Exactly. Now I'll be sexy. Now, Kevin, you were always sexy. Shut up. You told me I was dirty.
That is great. I hit a diamond here. You're hitting it, you know, right in a market that is just looking for something that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It beats selling sneakers at the store in Philly, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Mm-hmm. Of course it does. And I stunk at that. I mean, what's funny about selling sneakers, when I did it, you were supposed to learn all about sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, they gave you a pamphlet, and you had to really memorize about the sneakers because people would come in with problems. But I never read the book. So when people came in, you know, they would say, I got shin splints, my foot pronates, and what shoe would you recommend for me? And the only thing that I tell them is to get a boot. I get that boot because it's waterproof. And it's got the internet on the back. Like, well, I didn't know what to tell people.
You were working the lines even back then, right?
That's pretty funny.
Well, Kevin, you're a great talent, and I really appreciate you taking time out of a busy schedule.
Do me a favor,
my friend. When you come down to Orlando, come over here to the studios and be our guest, okay?
You know what? Let's make it happen. I'll actually be there from the 15th to the 18th. I'm doing Orlando Improv.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, stay on the line. Let's make the arrangements, okay?
Okay.
Our very special guest, Kevin Hart, he, of course,
is a great stand-up comedian, actor, businessman. He's really got it all together. He's a young man who has been very successful and very dedicated to the craft. Kevin Hart. Well, I'm sure by now that you've heard about the unrest going on in the family of Elvis Presley after his daughter Lisa Marie passed away. She died in January at the age of 54, and it is official now that Riley Keough, who is her daughter, oldest daughter, becomes the sole trustee of her late mother's estate. She'll give her grandmother, Priscilla Presley, a $1 million lump sum payment as part of a previous settlement reached by the pair, and the settlement agreement was supposed to be a private situation, but apparently was not kept confidential very long. Riley is 34, Priscilla is 78, and the document states that a $400,000 payment that Riley is to give to Priscilla for legal fees and costs will come at the same time as the $1 million payment as stated in the agreement. In return for Priscilla resigning, Riley is to issue the payment after receiving proceeds of her mother's life insurance policy. Riley will not charge for services as a trustee, saying that Priscilla would have done the same thing. Priscilla was officially removed of her late daughter's estate on May 11th. Both parties agree that this saves significant legal fees by avoiding litigation and also avoiding the spectacle of a family litigation to such a famous, well-known family as the Presleys. Riley will also be the subtrust for 14-year-old twin sisters Harper and Finley, and she will safeguard and invest the money as she sees fit. By the way, it's been reported that the Elvis brand continues to generate more than $100 million a year, and that the Presley family's share of that money is funneled through a trust. That family's name will perpetuate forever. And I just want to remind everybody that if you want to visit our websites, you can do that. Just go to ronseggi.com. ronseggi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand. And if you should decide to become friends, there's an icon on the homepage that will make you and I friends. We're going to pause for a second, but on this Father's Day weekend, there's more to come live nationwide and around the world and in your city with Ron Seggi today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Yeah.
That's a wrap with hour number one of Ron Segi today on this Father's Day weekend, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include from America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel, actress Shirley MacLaine, from the TV show 1883, Eric Nelson, and comedian and actor Kevin Hart. Next hour, we're going to go back to the oldie file for Paul Peterson on the Donna Reed Show. The man who is the head of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Great story, Philip Bailey. And we'll be talking to Lindsay Roberts about gifts for grads, dads, and weddings this June. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.